you know, when you go up against a Coach Zimmer defense, it's always the biggest challenge of the year. They're so well coached, very disciplined, tough, fast, good challenge for us this week. Great schemes, very well coached, and good personnel. So we have our work cut out for us.
For Frank V, how's playing right tackle different at home?
Playing, you know, obviously playing tackle at home is easier because you don't have to worry about the noise. A little bit better on the snap count. The quarterback, we can mix our snap counts up more, which that helps them out as well.
How do you think he came out of that first game mentally?
You know, I think he's fine. You know, it was not our best performance as an offensive whole unit. And so that tends to accentuate everything, you know, anybody who had a negative play here or there. So you know, I think we all learn from it, including Big V. I think we want to, in any business, certainly in our business, we want to have the maturity to understand, you know, not to overreact, but yet to still have a sense of urgency. And so it wasn't a great performance, like I said, as a unit. Have a sense of urgency to get better individually, collectively, and make improvements this week.
Frank, he hit a lot early in the game. Did that have an effect on him?
I'm sorry.
Carson was hit pretty early in the game. Did that have an effect on him?
It usually has an effect on most quarterbacks, to be honest with you. I mean, that's everybody knows that. You play this business. And, you know, you got to regroup from it. And but it's hard to stand back there and get hit early and not let it affect you. Carson's tough. He can stand in the pocket with poise with the best of them. We've seen that. That's one of, I think, his strengths. One of the things that so impressed me early on in his games were the poise and confidence he had in the pocket. We got hit a couple times early, and, you know, your footwork gets a little bit shaky at times on a couple things. That's for everybody. And so we just got to clean up the pocket. We got to do a better job, help him out. We have to help him out as much as we can. And because we know that when we do that, he'll stand back there with confidence.
Right. When you have that poise and you don't get antsy, is there also a tendency sometimes to hold the ball a little bit too long?
You know, I think some quarterbacks have that tendency more than others. One of the things I like about Carson, I think he has a good internal clock, as we all talk about. He's not a guy. He has that clock that I think it comes out quickly for him naturally. And that's one of the things we really like about him. So I think if we protect it well, he has a natural clock to get it out on time.
Is pressure in his difficulty in getting very deep into his progressions one of the reasons Zach was not targeted very often?
No. You know, I mean, again, you know, Zach being out a couple weeks, I think, and then get back in, sometimes it just takes a couple weeks to get work back in. Again, different games dictate different things. So I tend not to overanalyze targets, you know, in a microscopic sense. I need to see it over 3 or 4 weeks. And then if a guy's not getting targeted over 3 or 4 weeks, then I say maybe we're not doing enough for him. If it's just 1 or 2 weeks, I tend to just say that's just the flow of the game.
Are there things, though, that you guys will start to try to do to get Zach more involved in the passing game?
We literally sit down every week, you know, Coach, when we sit down and we talk about the game plan and we look at plays, every play that we have in our offense, even though they're all the basic plays, there's a lot of moving parts where we change personnel groups, we change formations, we still run the same concepts. Sometimes we do that just to give the defense a different look. Sometimes we do that to accentuate a matchup. So, yes, the answer is yes. We're always looking at that every week for all of our players when we find the right matchups that we want to try to.
That internal block that you were talking about, is there a tendency to hang on to it a little longer when you're playing from behind? In other words, looking for that better play, you know, got him a little bit in trouble.
I mean, that possibly. I mean, at times. At times. But I think as a general rule, you know, he just has that. It wants to come out. You know, part of that is, you know, just getting in that rhythm. Part of that is, you know, not trying to create the big play. You do get behind, and maybe you're trying to make that chunk play like you're talking about, and you're looking for the down-the-field throw. I think that might be one of the lessons learned, you know, from the game is when you're behind. 5- and 6-yard gains, getting it to your check downs, there's still a lot to be said for that.
DGB played the highest percentage of snaps he's played this season. How is he coming along, in particular, with the routes that he's asked to run?
DGB, I think, is just playing very well. And I think he looks fast. He looks strong. I mean, we see it every time he gets the ball in his hands. He's hard to tackle. He's a big man who can run fast. He's gaining more and more confidence. You know, he's another guy you sit down and you say, how do we continue to get him the ball more and more without doubt? I mean, he's a big play guy.
The routes that he's being asked to run, is he, you know, doing what you guys want to do in
tackle? Absolutely. I mean, if I'm grading him out on his route technique and his assignments, you know, as far as being 100% on his assignments, as far as the route technique that he's using, he's playing very well.
As far as the lineup on the offensive line, you explain why you didn't want to move Barber over, but why not try Tobin at right tackle? Why go straight to
the, you know, I mean, I think that we're always going to collectively as a staff sit down and talk through what's the best five that give us a chance to win. And that's really what it's all about. And it's not a building project. It's to win this week. And we think we have good depth at our offensive line. We think Big V gives us the best chance to win.
How valuable is it for Carson to have the experience he's had in the last 2 weeks, you know, playing from behind in a close game in the final minutes? I mean, I know obviously it hasn't been perfect in those situations, but how much does that help his development?
I think it really helps. You know, coach has a frame. You know, Doug has a saying that he says to the quarterbacks, you know, you got to find where every bone is buried in this offense. And, you know, you can tell guys where these bones are buried within a play, you know, how to get to your second or third, or where's that check down at. And on paper, we understand that. But until you actually get out there in the field or having to find those bones under pressure, that takes it to another level of experiential learning. So, I think it's been good for him, good opportunity for him to learn and grow.
What do you see from him in those, like, final minutes of close games? Because really, I mean, the last 2 weeks are the only times he's really had that experience.
Yeah, great poise. I mean, talking to him on the sideline before those drives, I see no change in his demeanor. I see no panic in his eyes. I see a young man who has a lot of confidence, who believes we're going to win. We just, you know, we've had 2 weeks where we just didn't get it done.
Explain
the third down situation Sunday. 8 of them were 9 yards or more. It's kind of a season-long theme with you guys as far as trying to get into third and manageables. How big of a concern is that?
It's a concern. I mean, it's a big concern. I mean, you can't do it. It's simple math. I mean, it's simple math, and that holds up forever in this league. You have, for every yard you have to go, your percentages are going to go down. So we have to do a better job as an offensive unit. All of us have to find ways to get in third and manageable, especially against this team this week.
Frank, can you help explain the double-A gap system that you'll be going up against and what makes it such a challenge?
You know, everybody runs the double-A gap system, but in my mind, you know, this guy's the master of it. Zimmer's the master of it. It's his baby. I don't know if he probably didn't invent it, but he's mastered it. They run every kind of combination there is known to man. And they know exactly what you're doing. They know what you're trying. What takes it to a different level is they know what you're trying to do. They know what teams have done to try to counter it. So they've tried to counter that, and it's just a cat and mouse game that you play. You know, we have our things that you try to plan to do to it and that we'll do, but you can't do the same thing every time because they're making in-game adjustments to what you're doing. We're making in-game adjustments to what they're doing. And sometimes you're going to hit it right and we'll get the big play. Other times, you know, we tell our guys, hey, they might get us once or twice. You play this team, they might get you once or twice. We got to get up off the canvas and then, you know, get back in a third and manageable or punt the ball, don't turn it over, and let's just keep playing ball.
What happened was done? Have they moved the pocket or to combat that?
Well, you know, there's a variety of things. You know, you see, you know, I don't obviously want to go into too much detail because there's things that you want to try to do, but you try to block, try to max protect and throw it down the field, try to throw it short, try to mix in different things, you know, quick pass. You know, I mean, you got to do it all. I mean, I should say, a better way to say it is you got to pick two or three things that you're going to do, be very proficient at it, and mix it up a little bit so that they can't zone in on what it is that you're trying to do.
Zimmer is sort of a master, like you say, of, double A gap. Is this kind of a less than ideal week for Jason Kelce to be missing practice?
It's always not ideal for one of your starters to miss practice. But, you know, with Wiz stepping in there, you know, Wiz is really, really smart. So, it's good. I don't think missing a day or two of practice for Jason will physically hurt him just because he hasn't missed anything. And he's obviously still very involved in every meeting and everything we're doing. So I'm not that concerned about it.
Getting back to DGB, I know he came here late. Has he completely caught up in terms of knowing the offense and everything?
Yeah, I don't feel like there's any limitations anymore. I really don't feel like there's any limitations. So I think he's full speed.
Frank, as somebody who played the position, on a particular game day when the pass protection isn't necessarily there when it usually is, how much is on the quarterback to get the football out even quicker than maybe he usually does?
Some of it is, but it's on everybody. It really is, and that's not just that's just not talk. I mean, it's on the quarterback. It's on the line to protect better. The backs to protect better. It's on us to kind of, you start calling shorter, quicker stuff to get it out quicker. Call rhythm stuff. And that's kind of what we tried to do or try to, everybody, you find your ways, you chip help some, you do quick game, you mix up those things you do to try to get you back on rhythm.
Any questions, please?
The last 2 weeks, you've had late drives in games that were very close games, and the late drives haven't produced for you. You've got turnovers a couple times. So what? Do you see any common thread there? What do you have to do better late in games?
Yeah, it's bothersome. When you have two opportunities, you'd like to execute better than we have. In the two games, I can't say that I've seen a common thread because the one, it was so short of a drive. I think I'm very confident in the way we approach those situations and how we prepare situationally for that. And so I think the key is we just got to get in one of these situations, have some success, build some confidence in it. There's a lot to be said for the confidence in it. Just getting out there and you learn in those situations, just get it going, get the drive going, and get those first couple completions and get the defense on their heels a little bit, and then hopefully good things happen from there.
I'm Frank, schematically, execution-wise, how much different do you think these past five weeks would have been if Sam was here rather than Carson?
Maybe not too, maybe 10% different. Maybe 10% different. That's just a number. But, you probably have a few more RPO stuff in the game with Carson. Sam had a few, maybe Sam would have had a few things that he'd liked in the past game as opposed to what Carson, Carson, that's one thing about Carson for a young guy. He's very, he knows what he likes, A lot of times you get a young guy in and he'll just, some of the young quarterbacks I've been around, they'll just run whatever you tell them to run. Carson has a very strong opinion of what he likes, and he's got to build a good relationship with us and with obviously coach. So that plays into it. So that probably has a little bit to do with the variance that we would see in the two guys playing quarterback.